Don't expect me to reveal the rest of the story. It was much too terrifying for the little children. You know about me and the kids. I don't mind giving them a little thrill now and then, but I don't believe in exposing them to the really dark and scary parts of my work. No kidding. The children probably think they can handle the scary stuff, but they just don't know. What kinds of scary stuff are we talking about? Well, here's an example. Let's say that a dog is out on patrol and gets called to the scene of a routine traffic mishap. A lady has skidded on an icy road and her car has gotten stuck in the ditch. No big deal, right? The dog goes to answer the call, help the lady in distress, the usual stuff that dogs are expected to do in times of trouble, only he doesn't find a normal lady in the car. What comes flying out of the car is an enormous monster woman with flaming eyes and terrible claws and sharp fangs. And you know what she does? With her terrible claws poised above her head and her vampire teeth dripping the blood of her last victim, she chases the dog through the snow. See what I mean? That's the kind of terrifying, scary stuff that I can't share with the kids. If they knew the truth about my job, the awful things I see in the course of an average day, it might cause them to have nightmares. And that's why we can't risk... Wait a second, hold everything. Unless I'm badly mistaken, I just... Okay, it slipped out. I didn't intend to reveal the rest of the story about Monster Woman, but somehow... So now you know the awful truth that you weren't supposed to know. Maybe you think I'm making this up, that it never happened. Ha! I wish. No, it's true. Every last word of it. How did Monster Woman manage to steal Sally Mae's car without my knowing about it? Where did she come from? At this point in the investigation, we didn't have any answers. All we knew was that sometime between 9:03 in the morning and 9:12 in the morning, Sally Mae's car was stolen by a crazy woman who ran the car into a snowbank and then chased the head of ranch security over 2 acres of frozen pasture land. It was one of the scariest events of my whole career. Why, if she'd ever caught me, there's no telling what might have happened. But we had every reason to suppose that she might have eaten a dog if she'd ever caught one. You'll be glad to know that I managed to escape. How? Well, she stepped in a hole and fell down in the snow. And that gave me just enough time to highball it out of there. I hit full turbos and headed straight to the machine shed. Didn't slow down or relax until I was hidden away in the darkest, blackest corner.